The North Village Overlay Zone Ordinance has been on the Heber City Council's agenda for months because it is the first step in guiding the development along U.S. 40 and SR 32. It's been years since Wasatch County approved some density and development rights in the area. Heber City Council member Rachel Kaler and two other council persons voted to postpone the approval of the zone changes until the next meeting on March 16th. Kaler said they've come to understand and agree on the county council's density approvals granted in 2009.
And I don't think a lot of the citizens realize that the land use is in place and approved with the county. Now, we understand that there are developments that have been approved in the county, and then there's a lot that have not. And so as a city, we've been trying to sift through what is approved, but my struggle is we're down to the nitty-gritty of now that we've sort of agreed on an ERU chart, how does that ERU chart then convert to the land use? Because what I don't want to see happen is that we're overdeveloping these areas.
Kaler, along with council members Heidi Franco and Ryan Stack, voted to continue the North Village Overlay Zone vote because the current version leaves too many issues unresolved.
I felt like we were still undecided, and I just didn't want to go to a vote until we had more time to really dive in. The current version of the North Village Overlay Zone is filled with red lines. And so what I've asked everyone, spend the next 2 weeks reviewing this final draft and come back with your final changes. But before that, email the council members and discuss it so that when we do come to the table, we have all of our issues sorted out and we can clearly express our concerns and somehow come to a solution.
About 50 people submitted public comments to the council, but they did not have time to read each remark. Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter said they'll post public comments on the March 2nd Heber City Council agenda.
If we started down the road of public commentary, we would be an hour or 2 hours into the meeting. I felt like it was more important that we take a breath, look through the document, and we can still read those public comments. What I'm finding with the public, though, is a lot of people are saying no development. We don't want development. And I can understand and appreciate that, but what they don't understand is the land use already entitles developers to build.
Heber City Council meets virtually on March 16th. They could vote to adopt the land use code for the North Village Overlay Zone. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.